Hey, how you going,
Yeah,
gents?
good, mate. Good. Now, we just want to clarify, you didn't actually give birth to said baby. That would be an absolute miracle. How's your other half going with afterbirth stuff?
Mate, she's tough as nails, and you're right. I did hold the torch, though, while I was eating an egg and lettuce sandwich.
Hang on, why are you holding a torch? For that. Why is there a torch being held?
Oh, mate, you don't want to know. Okay. Anyone out there that's had a baby, they'll understand what I'm saying. But look, my wife's as tough as nails. She's getting on with it. It's not our first rodeo. Maybe number four, so everything's going smooth.
When it comes to raising the kids, do you take an active role in it? Like, you know, one day is your day, the other day is the wife's day. What's the deal? How does it go?
That's good. That's a good question. Look, at the start, we had no idea what we were doing. We were just stepping on each other's toes, and basically it was just a few years of fighting and baby screaming and everyone having a clue if anyone was going to die or survive the night. But, mate, we have hit our rhythm. We just help out where we can. Of course, my wife does all the heavy lifting with the baby, and I've still got three young kids to get up to breakfast time. So what it's done is I would like to say that it's actually curbed my my drinking habit, because I don't want to stay up too late because I've got to get up early. But what it's done is just made me harden up, so I just get up hungover every morning now.
So but, I love it. What about, when you had enough, you just say, okay, we've got to go back out on the road on a tour. Yeah. We've got to make some money.
What a shame.
Oh, mate. My wife's like, hang on. You're only going for one night. Your gig's on one night at Early Beach. How come you're going there for the weekend? I'm like, oh, rehearsal.
The flights.
Oh, you can't get the last flight out.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Change over with flights, a bit of an issue. Mate, but look, you do juggle it very well. And I've got to say, when it comes to, doing the tour thing and with Early Beach Festival of Music, which is coming out very soon, you must be excited about that and getting out and performing. I mean, there's a lot of artists around the country who haven't been able to do this for quite some time.
No, and we've been luckier than most, to be honest. We've been playing a little bit consistently. We obviously, all our tours and a lot of festivals have been cancelled, which have been devastating. But we've been seeing each other a lot. We've been playing kind of like smaller festivals or smaller shows we've been putting on. But the Early Beach one and a few coming up next year, like getting back to those big ones with big crowds and everyone happy and pumped, that's what we can't wait. Like, we love that. It's what we do and what we've been doing, dying to do them.
Absolutely.
Look, for quite a while there, it was almost like you were the hardest working group in the world, not just Australia. It was almost like you were working 365 days a year for 3 or 4 years straight. Are you finding now that you're thinking, okay, well, let's just wind it back just a little bit?
Well, COVID forced us to wind it back a bit, and that's been actually really good for us. Because we've got other interests, believe it or not.
What? You didn't let us have any say in this other interest.
I get the feeling Jeremy just wanted to get out on the boat and just say, see you later to the world.
Bit of fishing, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's been really busy. He started up a venue in Rocky that went well, and I think he's looking at doing another one. And, you know, we've been doing our festivals, and, I've got a live stream company where I've been helping out a lot of gigs and working with companies. And so it's been busy, and plus we're always writing, we're always recording, we're always in the studio, we're always doing promo, we've got Queensland tourism stuff, so we're still ridiculously busy, but life is great, life is really great, so I'm always keeping positive about that.
It's always great catching up with you, mate. We know you're busy with the newborn this morning. I know it's early on Monday morning, and it certainly is a Monday, but, mate, can't wait to see you at the Early Beach Festival of Music, and Dave and I will be up there as well. We can't wait to catch up with you for a beer afterwards, hey?
Oh, bring it on, mate. I'm still deciding whether I party or sleep. I'll work that out. I think it'll be the first one.
I've been to column A and column B, mate. It was always great to chat to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye.